Somebody say commanded hell. Say it again. Commanded help. Commanded help. Makagradus kubrade shetesh. Kele gradus kubradis avala palia de gashish. In the book of 1 Kings, chapter number 17, verse number 9. 1 Kings 17, verse 9. Scripture reads, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have what? Commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Somebody say, I hear you. Commanded help is how God lifts men up, by commanded help. The heavens stir up men in favor of other men. Let me explain. To command is to give authoritative orders. To command is to instruct someone to do something. To command is to control by words or by signs. But it's all channeled towards one person or one entity doing something for another person or entity. It's all about one system helping, supporting, giving aid or assistance to another system. Life is so established by God in a way that makes man in himself not to be perfect. Somebody say perfect. Meaning man in his all, in his totality, is not sufficient in himself. He needs assistance for his sufficiency per time. And he is not at any given time sufficient in all areas and in all things. Because if he is sufficient in all areas and in all things, he will need no other. Am I talking? That is where God comes in. God created man to always be dependent on him. And God created man also to be dependent upon another man. No man grows to the point where he will not have the need of help from another man. Can I talk to us here? As great as Bill Gates is, as great as the richest of men are upon the face of the earth, that they have money does not make them altogether sufficient. You need somebody to do something with the money you have. Am I correct now? And some people will tell you, even though you have money, I will not do what you want me to do for you, because I don't like you and I don't have any business to do with you. Let me take you back to the beginning, the very beginning of beginnings, when God made man. He made man to be alone. Was it that he did not know that man would be alone? He knew. But he wanted man to realize that he's alone, and that his aloneness is a function of he, God, putting him in that state. Ask me how I knew. Because when he made other animals, he made them male and female. But when he made man, he made him male alone. Why? To teach him that he needs somebody else. Then he now appeared as if God now looked and said, ah, it is not good for man to be what? To be alone. Is it that he did not know before? The Lord knew. He said, now I will make for him what? A help meet for him. suitable for him. And out of him, God took what? A rib, and went and made woman, and brought the woman back to the man. And he said, this is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She completes me. So who is a helper? A helper is that one that God gives to you to complete that area of your life in which you are alone, struggling to handle things by yourself. I used to say, when God made man, he made him M-A-N. But when he needed to make woman, he took from man something to make W-O-M-A-N. It means, if God cannot take something from you, he cannot make a helper for you. I don't know if you catch it. What God used to make woman was what he took from man. So anytime God wants to help another person and make a helper for that person, there will always be need for him to do what? To take something from the man. Take something from you to make a help for you. And what he took from man was a rib. Rib speaks of nothing but the structure of his internal personality. Rib is the bone. Even though it's one rib, somebody say it makes up part of his structure. I hope you know the flesh. When a man dies, the flesh will rot. True or false? Every other area in the body will what? Rot. What stays very long? The bones. Just the bones. So the best part that lasts is what God took to make a help for the man. If you want a lasting help, God must take something lasting from you. But when he made woman, it was an addition to the man. Man is M-A-N. Woman is W-O-M-A-N. The word woo is an addition to man, which means God cannot take from you and not add to you when he's bringing back to you. Anything he takes from you is nothing but a sign of the fact that he's going to add to that. When your help is coming, God will make your help bigger than what he took from you in Jesus' name. And what did he do? He took from W-A, from M-A-N, but brought W-O-M-A-N. The woo is the womb man. Every woman is a man. The only difference is she has a womb that the man does not have. And that womb is that part of a woman that can reproduce. But see the mystery of God again to show you that every man needs a man. The man needed the woman, or needs the woman to complement him, to complete him, to help him. Now the woman now carries a womb. And God says, your womb, it will be of no use except the man puts seed inside. So the woman now needs you again. The woman needs the man. It is what the man puts in the man, in the woman, that enables the woman to become productive and fertile. I took you back to this to show to you that every man needs another man. And every man is made by some man. And God is the ultimate, the father of all spirits, who stirs all spirits to attend to all men to do what they need to do. So God can command man to help man. I say God can command man to help man. Man who also is a spirit might not even have heard God, but he can command by virtue of his office another man to help another man. True or false? So we have help coming from two dimensions, from God directly and from man also. Because help can come from above or from beneath. It's from above, it's from the spirit. It's from beneath, it's from man. But any which way, I stand to declare, over your life, you will receive help in Jesus' name. I prophesy over your life, help will locate you in Jesus' name. I speak over your life, your business, your family, that which you lay your hands upon to do, help will come your way in Jesus' name. I release help by the strength of the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. If you believe me, shout amen 3 times.
Amen.
Now, sit down. When we talk about commanded help, it means a spirit or a man gives instruction by virtue of his position or her position to one lower than him to attend to another one unfailingly. A command must be obeyed, because the word command is a military term. A military term that speaks of instruction, orders being given, and every order given by a superior must be carried out by what? A junior. I'll say it again. You cannot command one who is above you. Do you do that? Command, the chain of command comes from where? Comes from above, down. Comes from the superior to the inferior. Comes from the stronger to the weaker. Comes from the greater to the lesser. Comes from the big one to the small one. So we see through scriptures that God commands men to do things. And once that command is given, men are under compulsion to do what God wants them to do. And we have seen some men also who, by virtue of their rankings and placement in life, gives orders to their subordinates to do something, and they also do it because of his authority and his placement. Now hear this. We see here in this case, the Lord God Almighty speaking to who? The prophet. Who? Elijah. Arise! Get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I, the Lord, have what? Commanded a widow woman to sustain thee. To sustain is to support. To support is another word to help you. I have commanded. Now, were you there when God commanded? Was Elijah there when God commanded? Were we told how God commanded her? No. But the Lord said to Elijah, I have commanded a widow woman to sustain thee. So Elijah moved. And when he got to where the widow woman was, did she sustain him or she did not sustain him? She sustained him. Which means help comes to you from quarters where command has been given. Can I say it again? Help comes to you from quarters where command has been given. If you see somebody dilly-dallying in helping you, know that that person has not received what? A command. Once the person receives a direct order, a command, the person has no choice but to do what? To assist and to help you. I speak to you. Help is coming from somebody. Because God will command them. God will command them to sustain you, to keep you, to feed you, to house you, to clothe you, to promote you, to prosper you, to bless you, to increase you, to enlarge you, even above all, to do this which God has said for us in this year, mega advance, to advance you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you believe it, stand to your feet and shout amen.
Amen.
Shout,
I receive help.
Sit down and never go down. If you read this same text, this same chapter, just go a few verses backward. Go to verse 4. 1 Kings chapter number 17, verse 4. 1 Kings chapter number 17, verse 4. Look at what scripture says. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have done what? Read with me, church. I have commanded the ravens to feed thee. Which means God has control. God has authority over not only human beings but animals. Now, God was speaking to the man of God, Elijah. He said, I know I gave you a word that there will be famine in the land 3.5 years. And it was so. The famine had beaten so bad that there was no food around, there was no water. God said to Elijah, as it is now, I will sustain you, but this is how I'm going to sustain you. Go to the brook. You will drink of the brook. But when it has to do with what? Feeding, food to eat, meat to eat. I have commanded ravens. Somebody say ravens. Ravens are birds. And the mystery about ravens is that they are very stingy birds. Very selfish birds. That is what shows you and I that this is none other but a miracle. When God commands a person that is very stingy to give you, not once, not twice, not three times, consistently for a long time, what God has put in their hands. Hunger to Krateshe. He says, I have commanded the ravens. And the mystery is now, it's not just one raven, a collection of ravens to feed you. Were we told where the ravens will be getting the food from? But were they bringing it or they did not bring it? When God commands somebody to do something for you, how the person gets it is not your problem. It is what you get that is your issue. I prophesy, you will get what you ought to get. Andakrashi, what needs to come your way will come your way. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, shout, this is my portion. 7 years ago, I was praying with a sister preparing for marriage. At that time, at a young age, I didn't have money. Ministry had just started because I had left Mark of Christ, handed it over to Chibundu. I'd waited 2 years on the Lord before he said, start the mega church, the Mark Ministries. We started at Imagoro, and like I would say, to God be the glory. That was when I met this wonderful woman that we used to call Matron. That today is Pastor Mrs. Josephine Agbontai. That was when we met her. She gave us the hall, dining hall to use. It was in that place that I needed to get married. Ministry was just starting. Had nothing. But as God will have it, God raised persons for me to help me. And one of those help was that I was praying with a sister and we needed money, praying for the God, every need of yours will be supplied. God will command somebody somewhere to meet that need. I needed money to sort out many things. And we are praying that God will make a way. When I heard the Lord, arise! Like he said to Elijah, arise. Go to this place. And this place in Benin, towards Central Road, those days. And I was staying all the way in Okpame Avenue, around Olori Estate. And the Lord says, go that way. It was another end of Benin. I heard him clearly. I told the sister, stay here. God has said I should go somewhere, that somebody is going to help me. I left her while she was praying in the house. I went all the way to Central Road, got to her house, knocked on the door, on the gate. Gate man opened. Is madam in? Said yes. That woman, I just met her once or twice before then. When I entered the house, she came from within one of the rooms and said, Pastor Mike, Pastor Mike, I have been looking for you. I said, why, ma? It's because I heard you want to get married. I said, yes, ma. He said, somehow I just feel the Lord will help me to take charge of the wedding. What have you done? I told her the things I have done. She said, plus the things you have done and the ones you have not done, I sponsor everything. And that's how she gave me money. Do I know what she was doing? No, it was later I got to know that she was a custom control officer. She had money. And God gave her money not for herself alone, but also for me. I prophesy. God will give somebody money for your sake in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the person will be commanded by God to take care of you and to put that money in your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody say, help is coming. Commanded, commanded, commanded blessing, commanded help. How many of us remember the case in the book of Ruth? Let's just look at it. In the book of Ruth, chapter number 2. Ruth, chapter number 2, verse 15. Now, this was not God now. This was man giving command to his subordinates. I told you, God commands men. Men commands men who are under them. Am I correct? Look at this. It says, and when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded who? His young men, saying, let her glean, which means let her gather what has been harvested. Let her glean even among the sheaves and reproach her not. Look at the next verse. Look at the next verse. And let fall also some of the handfuls of sheaves of what? Purples for her. And leave them that she may glean them and rebuke her not. Which means when they are cutting the corn, for instance, they should allow some of the corn to do what? To fall purposefully. It is thought that they could have gathered, but he said, leave it. Leave it. Cut them off. Let them fall purposefully. Not for yourselves, but for her. She might think it just fell off, not knowing that it was purposely left for her to collect. Which means when God wants to help you, he leaves things purposefully for you. There's a reason why that thing is left for you to find. You will find and you will glean in the place where others are harvesting in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God will allow that contract to be purposely kept for you. God will allow that money to be purposely kept for you. God will allow that open doors to be purposely kept for you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many of us remember, sir, the case of the prophet Samuel, who said to the chief in the day when Saul came to him, what did he say to him? He said, go and bring that part of the meat I commanded you to do what? To keep, to reserve. It is for this man I reserved it. A feast was already going on. He was not part of the feast, but Samuel knew that God was sending him a man. And he said, because this man is coming, let me keep something for him. God will open their eyes of men and reveal you to them. And for your sake, they will keep many things apart for you in Jesus' name. An office position will be kept for you. I'm speaking to somebody. An appointment will be kept for you. A business deal will be kept for you. A favor will be kept for you. A blessing beyond comprehension will be kept for you. A car will be kept for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shout amen. I have seen it. It's a young man I prayed for. He said he needed a car. I released grace and gave him the release grace. Two persons. It has happened several times. I released it. This young man said it was on his wedding day that somebody just sent a note to him, like an envelope. He opened it and there was a car key. And the person that sent this says, you should just come and see what is outside that he kept for you. While he was busy doing his wedding, God had commanded somebody to buy a car for him. It was on the wedding day. What he used to go to the wedding was a borrowed car. But while he was in the wedding, his own car that God commanded somebody to buy was waiting for him outside. So he left the wedding and went outside to see what was there. When he got there and saw the car, he came back smiling better and bigger. And when the wedding finished, he was to go back. He did not go with a borrowed car. He went back with his own car, because God had commanded somebody to give it to him. As we are praying in this house, as you are praying in your house, as you are communing with God, God will be commanding men, women, to bring things to you in the name of Jesus. The men's heart and women's hearts that are knit to you will be stirred up to locate you in Jesus' name. It doesn't matter how stingy people are. Out of their stingy legs, like the ravens, they will give you and sustain you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shout to three persons. As you move around, help will locate you. Commanded help will come your way in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Commanded help will come your way. Not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. Shout it, commanded help is coming. The Lord will give you assistance that will make your life to be easy in Jesus' name. The Lord will make life not to be full of burden and heaviness in Jesus' name. Everything that needs to satisfy you shall be provided in Jesus' name. I speak over your life and destiny, and I decree by the strength of the Lord, God will use his position and the position of men to make you to be useful in Jesus' name. You will not end like this. I say you will not end like this. God will give you somebody that will be useful in your life. Somebody that will move you to your next level. Somebody that will take you to the place of your heart desires. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what God does. If he has done it for somebody before, he will do it for you now. Shout aloud, amen. Help is coming. I say 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 help is coming. Malakatat. What you are carrying right now that is too heavy for you, a helper will come to make it easy for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shout, I hear you. I know it is true according to scripture that the Bible says every man that must follow Jesus must carry what? His own cross and follow Jesus. This was said so. He said if you cannot carry your cross, you cannot follow me. Am I talking now? But I want to ask you one simple question. The cross of Jesus, was it only Jesus that carried it? No. When the cross became too heavy for him to carry, the Bible says, somebody said the Bible says, the Bible says that the soldiers that made the cross and gave to Jesus to carry and saw that this cross made him fall several times, they turned around and they saw one man, the Simon of Cyrene. They commanded him to carry the cross of Jesus. And somebody else who the cross did not belong to carried the cross for Jesus Christ because he was commanded to carry it. I prophesy, what is your cross today that is too heavy for you to carry? I decree God will command somebody to carry it. Somebody will carry your cross, your financial cross, your spiritual cross, your emotional cross, your material cross. The crosses of life that are too heavy for you to carry, receive a helper that will carry that cross in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Stand to your feet and shout amen three times. Amen. Listen, stand up, don't sit down. I've told you the one of man, I've told you the one of God. But please never forget, if there is a need, if there is a need, then there must be what? A supply. Needs are made to be met. Needs are created to be met. In life, there is said that there is no vacuum. Because once a vacuum is created, something always occupies it. That's why even in women, if there is no child in the womb and children are not coming in, the womb begins to grow what you call fibroids. Something to occupy it, because there cannot be what? Vacuums. Any vacuum in your life that needs something to fill it, I speak today. It will not be the negative thing that will fill it. It will be what you need that will fill it. I prophesy over your life, what you need in life, a helper will be commanded to give it to you. A helper will be commanded to give it to you. If you believe it, shout amen again 3 times. At the time my mates needed cars, they had cars. I did not have a car. And I went, after believing God for a car, I went to my mom, my aunt that I grew up with. I call her mom because I grew up with her. There was this very old Passat Model T we used to use those days. Sit down 1 minute. We used to use when I was a child. The car was still in the compound. Nobody was using it. It was abandoned. So I went and I said, please, mommy, give me this car so that I can be using for ministry and for life. She looked at me and said, I will not give you. It therefore means she had not been commanded to meet that need. I struggled with it for many days. I kept going, but she just refused to give it to me. But I was on my own praying. When this sister that used to be in the church, I haven't gone to Lagos on transfer, called me and said this to me. My brother just bought me a new car, a Honda Civic, brand new. I have no need for my Passat TS that I bought brand new. I've only used it for a few years. I wanted to sell it to my colleague in the office in Lagos. She was working in LNPC here in Benin. She was transferred to Lagos. She said, in the night, God met me and said, that car, don't sell it to your colleague. Give it to Pastor Mike. It was a command. She struggled about it, but the Lord kept telling her. So she calls me up on phone. Landline those days. And I remember receiving the call and I smiled. Now I am going to have a car. Oh, I have a car. It will be delivered. While I was waiting, she calls me up and says, I know God told me to tell you that I'm giving you the car, but I am the one now saying, give me 10,000 naira. This was me looking for a car in this same Benin for 2 years. I did not get. And I look for 2,000 in 2 years. 2,000 in 2 years in this Benin. To add to buy engine of a car that was abandoned that did not have engine. I wanted to buy the engine and construct the engine with the body of the car. So that at least I will have a car to use. To wipe away shame from my face. Because others had, I did not have. You know what God did? God commanded her. She told me. Now she's putting pressure on me to give me what? Give her what? 10,000. Now I asked myself, if I looked for 2,000 in Benin, in 2 years I did not get, how many years will it take for me to get 10,000? Do the calculation yourself. Eh? Eh? 10 years. Now look at this, therefore. Or 5 years. No, 2,000 for 2 years. So 10 years will be how many? Now hear this. So I didn't have the money. And I said, if you won't give me motor, give me motor. Which one? God don't tell you finish. Command you. You they put condition for me. To show you that God had commanded. A sister walked over to me after 1 or 2 months. About a month. after she told me. I didn't have the money. The sister just came and said, "Ah, Pastor Mike, God told me to give you money. Somehow I forgot since. I traveled abroad, and when I came back, God still reminded me, take the money." It was 7,000. Ah, to keep body and soul together, I first took the 2,000 out of the top of the 5,000 and used to buy things inside the house so that at least, now person when they are alive, they go drive the motor. I kept the 5,000. I said, "Lord, you have taken care of five, the other five." A sister called me from Lagos and said to me, "I should come over to Lagos." I got to Lagos. She gave me the other 5,000. This 5,000 we talk now. You think so now? Those days now big money. My house rent, 3-bedroom apartment, was 250 naira. 3 rooms, 3-bedroom apartment with a big parlor and dining. Not a flat, a bungalow with its own compound, drive in, car park, 250 naira. Yes, so. Now, the same Nigeria with this. When I got to Lagos, I got the 5,000 and added it to the other 5,000. I went to the sister and said, "See your 10,000. She smiled and looked at me. Not because I really needed it. I just wanted to take that money to spray it the color you want, and then also to do everything and maintain it and bring it to you. So I gave it to her. She sprayed it to the color I wanted, maintained it, and sent it to me in Benin because God commanded it. When God has established a command over something, you don't struggle over it. That's why there was no struggle between Elijah and the widow woman of Zarephath. She just said, "Give me something to eat." She went to bring it and said, "Now this won't be the last one, but I will give you first." Who does that? She must have been commanded. I am speaking to somebody. It doesn't matter how hard the situation is in your life. Whatever that need is, from this altar, receive your supply. Receive your supply. The commanded blessing is coming your way in the name of the Father. The commanded help is coming your way in the name of the Son. That need of yours will be met by God commanding somebody to meet it in Jesus' mighty name. Shout amen 3 times. I close with this. I was yet in a Bible school years ago when one of my friends received a wonderful shoe from America. He brought it, looked at it, wonderful shoe, left it in the packet. The only thing he did was put his leg to try it to see that it was the size, and left it, reserved it for a serious occasion when he will use it. And also waiting for the time when he will have a suit that will match it. It was a gray colored suit, a shoe. This God. While he was there, reserving it, one man, the pastor and the principal of the Bible school, Kent Hush, I think so, one of those young men those days, had been preaching. And his shoe, a missionary to Nigeria, his shoe was very bad. And he had just been invited to come and preach prosperity conference in one church in Benin. He had gone with the shoe. But on this particular day, the shoe can't open for mount. Not be talk of say, don't bend, well, don't rickety. So when he was preaching, he stayed on one spot and used one leg to cover the mouth of the one that was already open. Out of shame. Oyibo man. That's why you poor city, you not even forget money to buy shoe. It was hard. After that meeting, he managed to hide it and walked away. The next day, when he was to go for the conference, he said, "God, I am not going. Not going. If you don't give me shoe, I will not go. Oh Lord, give me shoe. Give me shoe. Meet this need. Give me shoe." Brother Shegun Ogunfire, that's what we used to call him, Brother Shegun Ogunfile, was in his room, one of my brother's friends. He was a Bible school student. He was the one that was sent the shoe. God met him. Holy Ghost met him and slapped him and woke him up in the night. And he woke up and he heard the voice say, take that your shoe. Go and give it to Kent Hush. He did not understand the message. That one. Things in a dream, in the dream. He slept off. Woke up in the morning. And the Holy Ghost woke him up again. Elias, I said, that shoe, go and give it to that man of God. And the conference was to be in the morning for the man to go and preach. The Holy Ghost disturbed him to such a point that he lost his peace. He said, the reason why I kept you from wearing it is not for you, it's for him. So God commanded him to take that shoe to go and give. And you know what? When he could not contain it anymore, he carried the carton out of unhappiness and anger. Got to the man's door, dropped it on the door, knocked. When somebody said, yes, he reversed and went away. He did not even allow the man to see him because he was not happy. The man opened the door and saw a packet. He opened it. It was shoe. He smiled. Because as at that time, he had dressed up, he had the socks on, but there was no shoe. As he didn't even say whether it was my size. He knew God cannot send him something that will not be his size. As he put his leg, it was his exact size. And asked me what suit he was wearing. Gray suit. And what was the color of the shoe? Gray suit. And it just matched him perfectly. He went to preach and he was a happy man. God used somebody else to meet the needs. In this case, the man that God used was not happy. Did he do it or he did not do it? Now, only one question I want to ask you. When Oga give subordinate, junior, order, he they carry him out or he not they carry him out? He carries it out because he likes it. He carries it out because he's happy about it. Why does he carry it out? He has been commanded. Stand to your feet. That's why I talk and reach. Whether they like it or they do not like it, what they need to do for you, they will do for you. The help that needs to come your way will come your way. From one man, one woman, one system, one organization, one government or not, I decree they will give you what should be yours. Receive your help. Receive your help. Your commanded help. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. Lift your voice and say, oh Lord, command men to help me. Open your mouth and pray that prayer.